What's going on, y'all? This is Bad Kitty, and you're listening to The Funk Excursion, your passport to the universe of funk, the show that takes you on a musical journey through the history, culture, and influence of funk music, both from the classic era all the way up until contemporary music of today. And on this episode, we are listening to part two of our Southern foray into funk, checking out the influence of Southern music on the genre of funk. And if you want to hear the show in its entirety, check us out on thefunkexcursion.com. We kicked off the show with music from New Orleans and The Meters, of course, one of those first bands to really delve into funk music, and that was Looka Pie Pie. More music from New Orleans on the way in this set. And we're also going to journey on up to Tennessee, Virginia, and Alabama. So stick with us as we continue our Southern journey into funk with Chocolate Milk. Thank you.
everything will be fine. Just thinking of you comes with no surprise. Cause I show love to make you mine. You know you want it. 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 Why don't you, little lady, just feel on that? You know just where it's at. Little lady, just feel on that. Why don't you, little lady, just feel on that? You know just where it's at. Little lady, just feel on that. Why don't you?
Yeah. said extra, extra, y'all.
Have you heard the news?
I wanna know right now. Do you know?
Got a funky groove.
Guess what?
It'll make you move.
You damn right, baby. Everybody, everybody, come on.
Get up, get on up.
Big Sam's Funky Nation, winding up our foray into Southern Funk of New Orleans. And that was Pork Chop from their Songs in the Key of Funk album from 2018. Kicking it off at the very top of the hour with The Meters' Look a Pie Pie from the album of the same name, from 1968, and then Chocolate Milk following that, classic band from New Orleans, their 1979 jam, Say Won't Ya, from their Milky Way album, and then Waterseed, a new band debuting somewhere around the mid-2000s, and that's their 2017 release, We Are Stars, and we heard from that a great one called Open Sesame. Really love that band. More to come on the Funk Excursion as we go to Memphis, Tennessee in this upcoming set. Couldn't talk about funk music without talking about Stax Records and the great contribution of that project, that great institution to funk and soul music. Isaac Hayes on the way, the Barkays in the lineup as well, and a few surprises as we continue our musical journey into Southern Funk here on the Funk Excursion, your passport to the universe of funk. Operandi,
vision laden for asphyxiation. He said, I better slow down before you drive me in the ground. But what he doesn't know is I want another encore. Not what I say.
Hyperbolic, syllabic,
let me stop procrastinating, standing here a narrate. Find my emancipator, she's a love educator. Cerebral, cerebellum, and medulla oblongata. A sneeze on a horse every time she explores. Just heard a discussion about a racial relation. Not what I say.
Hyperbolic, syllabic, sesquidalinistic.
Do what you want to. with everyone.
Yeah.
Do what you want to. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Do what you want to. Do with everyone.
Yeah.
Do what you want to. Let's have some fun.
Yeah. Wow, 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 wow.
Yes, indeed. Funk from Memphis, Tennessee, and Stax Records. Winding up the set on the Funk Excursion, kicking it off with Isaac Hayes and Hyperbolic Syllabistic Sesquialamistic. Can you say that three times fast? From his groundbreaking 1969 album, Hot Buttered Soul. And we heard about half of that one as it goes past the 9-minute mark. Following that, the Bar K's, one of the key musical groups from Stax, the house band of Stax Records, and went on to their own fame in the mid-70s and 80s. And we heard Let's Have Some Fun from their Cuts album from 1977. Memphis Horns, the horn section at Stax Records, giving us so many great hits. And playing on so many great hits. And we heard their solo project, Get Up and Dance, from 1977. And the cut was What's the Funk? And then we wound up with a band not from Memphis, but nearby Norfolk, Virginia. That was Mass Production and their biggest hit, Firecracker, from 1979. In the purest form. Mass Production recently releasing a compilation of their greatest hits, and it's a great album. You definitely want to pick it up. It's just called Mass Production's Greatest Hits. Nothing, you know, clever in the title, easy to find and well worth having in your funk collection. On the way, music from Alabama, some Alabama funk, and we're going to take a trip down under as well. So stick with us for more great funk as we continue our foray into the Southern funk and the influence of Southern music on this great music that we call funk. Kicking it off with some more Southern rock-infused funk from, I think, one of Alabama's favorite bands.
Problem. problems, you can't take it, and it's blowing your mind. Make your move without hesitation. Find yourself in a funky situation. You need some time. They thought you had all the schooling. Just yourself that you are fooling. I ain't lying. Been trying to tell you what it is.
Tomorrow, and you don't know I'm holding.
closing out the hour with music from Alabama, funky style, the Alabama Shakes, kicking off the set with Don't Want to Fight from their incredible album from 2016, Sound and Color, followed by the ADC Band from Alabama by way of Detroit, Johnny May Matthews, born in Bessemer, Alabama, migrating to Detroit in the late 50s, early 60s, a soul singer and first black woman to start her own record label, became known as the mother of Detroit soul, helping Barry Gordy to get Motown started, helping the Temptations to get their start, and starting a band called Black Nasty that was led by her children, as a matter of fact. Black Nasty then became ADC Band, and ADC Band has some great success in the early 80s. We heard from their album Long Stroke, and that one was actually from the late 70s, 1978, and that one was called That's Life. So that's how the ADC Band has their Alabama connection. And then, of course, the Commodores, hailing from Tuskegee, Alabama. And we heard one of their big hits, Too Hot to Trot. And that's off of their album, The Commodores Live, recorded in 1977. And then we went way down under to Australia, just about as far south as you can get. And Hiatus Coyote winding up the set, a remix by Victor Duplay of their great one, By Fire. And that's off of Recalibrations Volume 1, released in 2016. So that's going to close out the hour here on The Funk Excursion. Thanks so much for joining me. This is Bad Kitty, and I hope you'll come back again next week, same time, same station, for more of The Funk Excursion, your passport to the universe of funk. And once again, if you missed any of this show or want to hear any of the previous shows that we have broadcast, check us out on thefunkexcursion.com.